Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I say, glory be to the name of the Lord. It's another wonderful day, the 29th day of the month of May, year 2021. What a glorious day. What a mighty, wonderful day. I want you to appreciate the Lord and bless His name for giving you this privilege, making us to see another beautiful day, making us to witness the 29th day of the month of May. Despite all that surround us, despite all that we see on daily basis, our Father has kept us, our Father has protected us, our Father has always been with us. Just begin to bless His name. Bless His name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless is His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. Bless Him and worship Him. Bless Him and adore Him. Bless Him and give Him glory. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. There is no one like Him. There is no one that can be compared with Him. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, this is the hour of prophetic decree. And if you are joining us for the first time, this program always comes up at the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. By that time, it drops into your phone live and you are able to enjoy it and pray at that very critical hour of the day. 12 o'clock is the beginning of a new day. 12 o'clock is the womb beginning the new day. And when you learn how to speak the word of God and prophetically decree into that new day, you begin to see things happening positively in your life. You begin to take a new day ahead of every other person. And it's always been profiting and be a great testimony. We appreciate a lot of testimony that have been coming to us. We appreciate how many people has been really, you know, supporting. And we must really thank the Lord for the way He has been there, answering our prayers and making it so. It has been wonderful. I will thank God for what God has been doing for the past, from that last year that we have started it during the lockdown. And God has given us grace. God has given us enablement. God has given us strength to be able to do this broadcast on a daily basis. I want to appreciate the Lord for that. I thank you, Father. I worship you for this grace, for this enablement, for this strength. We appreciate you for giving us this opportunity. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone that a new beginning is starting in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you that your hope shall be revived, and I command every tree that have been cut down in your life to begin to good tree that have been cut down in your life to begin to resurrect in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy had stolen from you, I command that good thing to be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your health shall be recovered, your finances shall be recovered, your career shall be recovered, your marriage shall be recovered, and all that has been stolen, your glory, your virtue, your children, they shall be recovered today in the name of Jesus Christ. From this moment, your life shall be moving from one level to a greater level on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor shall always be with you. The glory of God shall cover you. You shall always be 10 times better than all your mates. You'll be given unusual strength, unusual grace, and uncommon financial blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are prayers we are going to pray now, and I want you to pray them aggressively. And as we pray now, each of these prayers will launch into your life miracle, launch into your life testimony. Open your mouth and pray this prayer very well. Say, any personality that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced. in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced in Jesus' name. We pray. Any seed of darkness in my body, in the name of Jesus. Any seed of darkness in my body, in the name of Jesus. Any seed of darkness in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back to the sender in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, every negative dream I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, powers that vow I will not see helpers in life. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow I will not see helpers in life. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow I will not see helpers in life. They are in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, witchcraft oppression against my marriage, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft oppression against my marriage, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft oppression against my marriage, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that want me to be shedding tears on daily basis. Powers that want me to be shedding tears on daily basis. Powers that want me to be shedding tears on monthly basis. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that want me to be shedding tears on daily basis. They are powers that want me to be shedding tears on monthly basis. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that want me to be shedding tears on daily basis. There are powers that want me to be shedding tears on monthly basis. There are some expectant couple looking for the fruit of the womb. Immediately they see their menstruation, they begin to cry. You know, there is a power that wants them to be shedding tears. And you see, God can overrule that menstruation. You can be having menstruation and God has confirmed his word. Any power that wants you to be shedding tears on monthly basis shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your life to move into the next level of greater grace, greater favor, and greater testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, a few days ago, I've been talking about the mystery of covenant violation. That is, when there is a violation of covenant, there are a lot of things that used to happen. You know, when you read very well and you see, you read into Joshua chapter 9, you begin to see how Gibeonites and Joshua and the elders enter into a covenant with the Gibeonites. The people of Israel enter into covenant with the Gibeonites. Because they thought the Gibeonites were far, never knew that the Gibeonites deceived them, and they were very close to them. And by the time they have entered into that covenant sea with oath, they got to know that they are very close to them. But there's nothing they can do. Covenant has been formed, and the terms of covenant has been spelled out. But you see, years after, I think about 40 years or more after that time, you know, we have another young man that came from the land of Israel called Saul, and he didn't even consider any covenant, or so he violated the covenant by killing the people of Gibeonites. And it was a very terrible thing during the season, or during the era of Samuel, during the era of David. He saw this in a very painful way. He experienced this in a very hard way. He didn't know what to do. He cried in prayer, but yet, you know, the prayer did not solve it, because the violation of covenant has taken place, and he has to, you know, seek the face of God. And God told him, we have to go to the Gibeonites, and the Gibeonites will tell you what to do. And you see, now you can see how breaking a covenant, violating a covenant can put somebody in an untold hardship. The Bible said every year, year by year, there was famine in Israel because of violation of covenant. The covenant they had given was violated. So many a time you see that covenants that many of us had violated had become a bondage that we have find ourselves in. See, many people even complain, I have prayed this prayer, I have prayed that prayer, I have fasted like this, and there's no solution, because it might be a violation of covenant has taken place. And that we always make prayer useless, because until you trace it down to the place and do the needful, the prayer will not take any course in that area. Why? Because God respects covenant, and God is also a covenant-keeping God. And God has given a rule to guide the situations and the event on earth, and also we have a rule that should guide the situation in heaven. You know, and God will not break his truth. He said he has given the earth for his senior to the sons of men. So we should understand this. You know, these are some of the things that have called untold hardship, make some women unmarried, make some many situations affecting many people, scatter people who have labored for years, make some children vagabond because there are violation of covenant. I want you to pray and cry unto the Lord, like you say, my Father, show me deep secrets about my family line in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me deep secrets about my family line in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me deep secrets about my family line in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me this secret, deep secret about my family line in Jesus' name. Say, oh God, my Father, give me a revelation that will explain what I am passing through. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, give me a revelation that will explain what I'm passing through. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, give me a revelation that will be a solution to what I am passing through. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, give me a revelation that will give a solution to what I'm passing through. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, give me a revelation that will give a solution to what I'm passing through. In Jesus' name, pray that single prayer. You may need to take your time to pray. You might need to separate about 7 days if you are having some strange battles and you have prayed and you have not seen answer. You will need to take out 7 days and then, you know, with fasting to pray that prayer. It may be that single prayer you are praying 3 days in the day, 3 times in the day, and you are going to see something very deep. Open your mouth and pray. Let's say, my Father, open my spiritual eyes and let me see what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, my Father, open my spiritual eyes and let me see what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, my Father, open my spiritual eyes and let me see what went wrong in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, my Father, open my spiritual eyes and let me see what went wrong in my foundation. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray this prayer very well. That prayer I've given now, the two of them pray very well. If God reveal anything to you, let me know. They are very powerful and symbolic and deep inquiry prayer. May the Lord fight our battle for us in the name of Jesus. Say, mystery of covenant violation, arresting my progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Mystery of covenant violation, arrest my progress. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Mystery of covenant violation, arrest my progress. Break in Jesus' name. Say, mystery of covenant violation that has put my life in captivity. Break in the name of Jesus. Mystery of covenant violation that has put my life in captivity. Break in the name of Jesus. Mystery of covenant violation that has put my life in captivity. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant in my bloodline, that has brought me into bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my bloodline that has brought me to bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my bloodline that has brought me to bondage, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I sanctify this oil, and I decree that this oil will carry the power of healing and deliverance. Likewise, the water will carry the power of healing and deliverance. The blood of Jesus shall flow into it right now. There shall be instantaneous reaction for miracles and signs and wonders. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Take that oil and anoint your head, a little of your head, and you shout loud and clear. Say, my destiny, wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. My destiny, Wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest and pray like this. Say, every arrow of untimely death, depart from me. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, depart from me. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, depart from me. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death, depart from me. Depart from me. In Jesus' name, anoint your belly button and pray this prayer very well. Say, every generational curse and generational evil covenant that is making things hard for me, every generational curse and generational evil covenant making things hard for me, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse and generational evil covenant making things hard for me, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand. And if you are closer to the wall of your room, just lay your hand on the wall and say like this. Say, blood of Jesus. Shout it 7 times. Aha. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. 7 times. Aha. 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 Shout it very well. Aha. Say, blood of Jesus. Enter into this apartment. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this apartment. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this building. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this environment. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this apartment. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this building. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this environment. Witchcraft operation, you will say, blood of Jesus. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this apartment. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this building. Destroy every witchcraft operation against me in this environment. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Almighty God remember you. May the grace of God rest upon you. I anoint your leg now. I command your leg to be favored. I command your leg to direct you to the location of fulfillment and testimony. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord rest his grace upon you. May the glory of God never depart from you. May you enjoy the beauty of God on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, whatever your request is, lift it up now. God, answer that request speedily. There shall be multiple testimony. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I congratulate you. And your business has gone down. The Lord will raise your business up. There shall be divine connection. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for all that you have done. And I return back all glory to you. Thank you for this grace and enablement. Thank you because you are always good. I appreciate you and I lift you up. I say thank you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you will do. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to me, you can send an information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. If I have not read it, please just don't worry, I'm going to read it. It may take time because of voluminous kind of information and text messages, but I'm going to take a time to get it. So if I'm not ready 2-3 days, you can resend it again so I can also capture it. I know God will help me and God will assist me in the name of Jesus Christ. So you can send it to that line, and at the same time, you must always remember that God answers prayers and manifests his hand in our lives. He will answer your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, don't forget, you can get me on that line. And also, you can get me at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I fellowship with Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Emmanuel, at your God bless you.